morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I'm going to deal with different common mistakes in Bible study this week. I started this yesterday. When I say the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life, I base that on that I believe the Bible is the Word of God, that God has put this book together using human authors. He has made a text that is exactly what he wanted it to be. This is what Jesus taught about the text. And so there's just certain phrases that people throw around that I think make it more difficult to interpret the Bible and to be blessed by the Bible. God has given the Bible to direct us and lead us in life so that we can have a prosperous and successful life. And so one of the comments we looked at yesterday is sometimes people will say that living by the Bible is to put God in a box, and we need to be open to new ideas, and our experience should inform how we worship and what we do in life. And I just do not agree. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And I believe living by the Bible is to simply then, therefore, believe what God says. It is not putting God in a box. It is not saying I worship a book or that I just follow a book and not God. No, that book represents the words of God. And I believe that what God says about himself, he's going to be faithful and follow through and do what he says. And I believe his instruction is good and right for us. It comes from a loving God. So I don't want to put God in a box, but I do want to believe what he says about himself. So I'm going to look at a second kind of common misunderstanding, I would say, of what the Bible is that leads to a number of errors in interpretation. And this one goes something like this. I'll hear people say, oh, I believe the Bible. I just think that Jesus' words are the most important. And someone might say, you know, I really try to follow the teachings of Jesus. That's what I try to live by. And notice that there's, therefore, you're kind of saying, or you are saying that certain verses in the Bible are true and authoritative, and I should follow those verses more so than other verses. And so you're saying that there are some differences between what Jesus taught and what other parts of the Bible teach, and you always go with Jesus and not the other parts of the Bible. Now, this, of course, assumes that the Bible is not the Word of God, right? Because, or you could say it assumes that Jesus is just a mere human, that he's not God. Either way, you run into a big problem. All right. So let's suppose that there are two different levels. Jesus' words are true. The rest of the Bible maybe has some good parts, some not so good parts. All right. My question is Jesus God and is the Bible the Word of God? Because if Jesus is God and the Bible is the Word of God, then all of the Bible is the teaching of Jesus. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, if it is the Word of God and Jesus is God, is what Jesus taught. And so whenever you try to separate those and say, well, I believe Jesus and therefore not so much the rest of the Bible, you've got to be either denying that the Bible is the Word of God or that Jesus is God. And here's the problem. When you look at the words of Jesus in the Bible, Jesus himself taught both those things. He taught that he was God, and he taught that the Bible is the Word of God. And so if you're going to follow what Jesus taught, then you're not going to put a priority on the so-called red letters, the in quotes words of Jesus. There's another problem with this whole concept, and that is that Jesus himself never wrote anything. And so we have his words as his followers, as his disciples, listened to him, memorized some of his teaching. They wrote his words down. And so how do you know that the so-called red letters, which were written by Jesus' followers, are any more accurate or better than the other words written by Jesus' followers? If we're talking about the human process of the writing of the Bible, it is all written by followers, not by Jesus himself. So for that reason, too, I don't really understand why there would be a prioritization or a higher level seen in Jesus' writing or teachings than what the other apostles wrote or the apostles wrote later on. Let me bring up some verses that sometimes come up here. 1 Corinthians 7:10, Paul writes, "To the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband." Okay, so here's Paul writing, and he says, "I'm going to give you a command, but it's not I, but the Lord." And then a few verses later, he says, "Now let me give you another commandment," and he says, "Not the Lord, but I." And that comes a couple verses later in 1 Corinthians 7:12. All right, so clearly, the Lord did give a command that a wife must not separate from her husband. But what if the unbeliever... Or what if the wife's husband is an unbeliever? Paul brings that up a few verses later. And we don't actually have a saying from Jesus that is part of the Christian community on what to do in that situation. In other words, Paul has been teaching on how separate a believer and an unbeliever are, and that they shouldn't be married together if one is a believer and one is an unbeliever. But now Paul says, what about if... you are already married and one of you becomes a believer? And Paul says, well, I don't have an instruction from the Lord. This isn't coming from the Lord, but here's what I would say. As long as the unbeliever is willing to stay in the marriage, you should stay in the marriage. And he says, this is me, not the Lord. All right, so does that mean that Paul is saying that his teaching is not as authoritative as the words of Jesus? And I can see, when you see a verse like this, how some people might think, well, of course, Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. We should follow Jesus before we follow any human. And I wouldn't disagree with that. My problem, though, is that I believe the Bible is the word of God and Jesus is God, and therefore it's all the words of Jesus. Okay, so I would agree that Jesus is above any human authority, but I disagree that there's any kind of contradiction or, that the Bible is saying different things when you're talking about the words of Jesus and somewhere else. I think Paul here, when he says that he is speaking, not the Lord, that what he's getting at is, I don't have a specific teaching that I know of that Jesus gave on earth, but here's what I say. And then he comes back later in 1 Corinthians 7:40, same chapter, and he says, "In my judgment, she is happier if she stays as she is, and I think that I too have the Spirit of God." In other words, yes, I can't tell you that Jesus said this, but I have the Spirit of God. He's saying, I'm an apostle. You need to listen to what I'm writing here just as much as you would to Jesus. That's what he's saying, because Paul's saying, we're in perfect agreement. We don't really have a recorded instance of Jesus addressing this particular problem because it didn't come up in his earthly ministry. But it's coming up now. I have the Holy Spirit. I'm an apostle by Jesus. By the way, this is inspired scripture that I'm writing. I think at some level Paul understood that he's doing that. And so you need to listen to this just as much as you would to the words of Jesus. So this verse is often used to say we should pay more attention to Jesus than the others. But I think when you look at it in context in the whole chapter, Paul is saying just the opposite. He's saying all scripture is God-breathed, as he will write to Timothy in his letter in 2 Timothy. It's all God's word. You need to listen to all of it as an authority in your life. Here's a verse that comes up, 1 Corinthians 5:12, same book. Paul writes, "What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside?" And so Paul writes here that there are times when you need to have a kind of judgment for those inside the church. And some people will say, well, we can ignore Paul on that because Jesus said, do not judge in Matthew 7:1. But they're talking about two different kinds of judgment. I don't think we need to put parts of the Bible against one another. It's all in agreement. And I'll talk more about that verse tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.